All right, a beautiful day on this Tuesday. We'll review the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. It's been described as part Harry Potter, part Twilight young adult book series called House of Night, Other World. And it's coming to a close. The fourth and final book in that series is called Found. And the authors happen to be a mother-daughter team, PC Cast and Kristen Cast. And they're both on the line with us this morning. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being with us. I got to ask you before we get into the book and what's next and all that other stuff. How do you work together? How did this all come to be? I mean, you've written over 20 books together. Does the mother-daughter dynamic get in the way at all? And just to back up a little bit, I'm always fascinated by people that write together as opposed to, because writing can be a very singular thing. How does this all work out for you two?
Well, I do the writing of The House of Night, both The Other World and the original books. And Kristen is my frontline editor. So we brainstorm together, and then I write the first draft, and then I send it to Kristen, and then she cuts my word and that kind of thing. And I just try to ignore that she's doing that. We've been doing this for so long that I completely trust her. And when I hand over my precious babies to her, I know that my most precious baby will take care of them.
So it obviously works for you. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
So how hard is it to close out a series? I mean, it's one thing to write the first book, to get the series going, to start telling an epic tale, but at some point you got to wind it down. Did you know from the beginning how this was all going to end?
Yes, I did. I usually have the beginning and the end pretty set in my mind when I start. It's the middle that goes that surprises me a lot, but I know where I'm beginning and I know what I'm working towards. So, and this is a four-book series, and the original House of Night books, there were 12 big books and then four novellas. So I felt like I had to tell a quicker story and just be faster on this spinoff. But, yeah, I did know where I was going.
This obviously appeals to the young adult crowd, vampires and the supernatural. What are some of the messages, though, that you wanted to instill for young readers?
Do you want to take it, Kristen?
Go for it, Kristen.
You can go ahead, Phyllis, the former teacher.
See, I don't want to talk over Kristen, and because I am a former teacher, I'm like, ooh, I'll just answer that question. Ooh, and then I'll answer that question.
All right, well, let's let Kristen take this one. Kristen, I'll ask you specifically about some of the themes in these books.
I think a big one is self-acceptance, knowing that you can make mistakes and still be okay and grow from them and not have to sink into a dark hole, that your friends and your family will still be there for you.
Yeah, and it was interesting with the Other World series. I kind of split my universe and went into another world that's like a mirror version of our world, and it was an interesting process for me to extrapolate and see what my characters were going to become when they're the same characters at their base, but they had different events happen to them in the different worlds. And what I'd like my readers to understand from the Other World is that sometimes all it takes is just a very, very small change, and it will affect yourself, your life, and the world around you greatly.
Absolutely. You must get feedback from your list, from your readers, and how gratifying is it to know that your message is connecting with especially young readers?
Well, we love it, and
life changing.
Yeah, it's funny when you keep saying young readers, because we laugh about that. Our fans for House of Night tend to be geriatric YA readers, because you know we started writing in 2005, and Marked got published in 2007, early 2007, and now we have fans who have they started reading when they were like 13, and now they're grown up and they're still our fans. And it's really awesome. As a matter of fact, especially this last week, we've heard from so many of them talk about how during high school, House of Nights saved them, that, you know, they were depressed or whatever was happening. They looked to House of Nights and felt better. And now with what's going on in the world, they are doing the same thing again. They're like, House of Nights like mashed potatoes and gravy. It makes us feel so much better. And that's very gratifying.
And that YA genre, it's interesting because, yes, it is aimed at, emerging, teen readers. But they're appropriate for adults, too. And a lot of times, parents will read them with their kids, or their kids will read a book and say, Mom, Dad, I really want you to read this. I really enjoyed it. And then Mom and Dad get hooked on it, too.
Oh, yeah. Over the years, we're a mother-daughter writing team. And when we would go to book signings, we would get a lot of mother-daughter reading teams. And that was absolutely amazing. And I'm so happy that we could, bring mothers and daughters together like we were brought together with the House of Night series.
Yeah, it's awesome, especially now that, it's been 15 years. And so now we have like mother, daughter, and then granddaughter. now they're talking about during tour, a lot of times we sign books for the child on the daughter's hip with the mom standing next to her saying, in 10 years, we're going to be reading this with her. So it's wonderful.
That's awesome. And as I understand it, it's going to be developed as a TV series now, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's kind of on pause right now because the next step, we're at the verge of being picked up by a network. House of Night fans, if you have a favorite network, let them know that you want them to pick up House of Night. But it's right now we can't cast or film because of the pandemic. So it's a little bit paused right now, but it's going to happen.
That's awesome. What about for you guys? What's next?
I have a book, The Key to Fear, releasing October 13th. And interestingly enough, it's set 50 years after a pandemic that was spread by touch, and the society no longer touches, and they have strict social distancing protocols in place. So a little bit of fortune telling, I suppose.
Little clairvoyance, yes.
Wow. Very interesting.
And then next year, Kristen and I have a brand new series coming out together called Sisters of Salem. The first book, Spells Trouble, comes out late spring, early summer next year. And I am working on, before the pandemic, I started an adult apocalypse book, and I am almost finished with it right now. It's oddly comforting to be writing an apocalypse book right now because I get to control what's happening, which is it's a comfort right now. So
because we have very little control over anything right now. So,
yep.
Maybe this is a good time to be an artist, to be a writer, because you can at least exert a little bit of control. We thank you so much for being with us this morning. House of Night, Otherworld, new book, Found, closes out the series, and a good chance for young readers and older readers alike to catch up. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.